Hi, my name is Ashley Nicole Hall, otherwise known as Fit Mom Ashley. Welcome to my podcast where I talk about real life as a wife and mom of five, almost six kids. I'm a fitness and nutrition enthusiast. I have lived with chronic pain and conquered it. I've been a massage therapist and I love helping people. People are always asking me how I do it. So here I am, finally letting you all in on my secrets, how I went from totally type A to learning how to chill, or at least how I'm going from totally type A to learning how to chill, and how I went from my plan to God's plan for me. Today, I want to talk about how the older I get, the less I know. What I wish I could go back and tell my ambitious non-parent self. There's kind of a list gonna go on here, and just follow me if you can. Loving motherhood or being a parent doesn't always come naturally, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to be for you. Loving motherhood for me has been a journey. It has been quite the painstaking process. I didn't love it at the beginning. I thought I was going to. I did it because that's what I looked forward to for so long, and it took me a long time to actually be able to look at my children and love being with them all the time. Of course, I have my moments and I need my breaks, but it took a long time. Breastfeeding isn't easy. It's just not. You think because it's natural, you think it's going to be easy. And that's the other thing I'm learning, is the more intuitive I think something might be, the less I should expect it to be. Waking up every 2 hours to take care of another human being is not easy. It's just not. You learn what zombie mode means. Just because you hate being stuck at home with your kids doesn't mean you should work outside the home. Learn how to be creative. Think outside the box. Make it fun. Your kids only have one mom. No one else can take your place. You'll have decades after they're grown to do other things, and by that point, you'll have perspective to make it much more fulfilling. I used to think that if I really played my cards right, that I could work part-time outside the home. And what I didn't realize was that for my life, that was just not going to be the case. I have five going on six kids. I can't possibly give them everything that they need and still go do something part-time outside the home. I'll have plenty of time for that later, but right now I just need to stay put and invest myself in being a wife and a mom and enjoying my passions with them instead of trying to separate the two. Eventually, I'll have all the sorts of time on my hands and I just need to chill for the moment. But what's important also, along with that, how someone else lives their own life should never impact the choices you make in your own life. Don't get caught up in other people's drama. Don't base your perspective on what someone else tells you it should be. Just be you. You'll judge people all the time. The challenge will be to love them anyway. And realize, you'll never understand fully why someone does whatever they do. Which includes if somebody decided not to stay home with their kids. Like, that has been the biggest challenge for me, has been just not really trying to understand it. If I, you know, like, I just need to spend more time loving people despite their choices instead of trying to be confused and trying to fully understand why. I'll never fully understand why. So I think the point is just to love them anyways and to just recognize that everyone has their own path to take in life. And what's really, really important, and what I could go back and tell myself pre-children, chocolate isn't a sin, ever. Be a lover and a wife first, then a mom. Let your children see you prioritize and support your husband over them. Marriage to the right person is always going to be full of challenges and heartache. You'll say and do stupid things to each other, but the key is to grow from it and let it change you. Always be getting to know the new you and the new him, because you will not stay the same as when you got married. You'll both evolve and grow, and appreciating that is important. It's really important also to recognize that that is part of having a successful relationship. People that are married for decades, they understand these basic truths that you're not going to be the exact same person. You've committed to being married and committed to each other. That doesn't mean you're going to stay the same as you did this the day you got married. The key is to not let that commitment go because things are hard or because you feel like you're at your wit's end or you've been dealing with the same imperfection over and over and over. We're not perfect. We're not meant to be. Okay, this leads me to my last point. When you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you're rotting. Never stop learning and growing. You won't know how to be or act in every single situation. But the key is to stay green, to keep growing, and to keep learning. Because when you think you know everything, you're just rotting. And nobody likes a rotten apple. Like, nobody. So stay in the mindset that the older you get, the less you'll know. And one of my favorite things that a friend of mine told me to help me chill out instead of like trying to understand everything there is to understand, she said, you don't know anything until you know everything, and you won't know everything in this life. So just enjoy it. And that's not taking on the philosophy of you only live once. It's taking on the philosophy of just relax and breathe and take it all in. And if you want something to be better, make it better. But you only really need to focus on yourself and your own journey, not in a selfish way, but in a growing way. What do you need to do to cope with your situation? What do you need to do to be a better wife and mom? What do you need to do to be a better son or daughter or husband or father? Like, what do you need to do to change and be better? Not what does everybody else around you need to do? And honestly, don't make it so complicated that you can't sit and enjoy and smell the roses once in a while. I used to think I had it all figured out. I used to think that I would live life by a certain standard and I had a plan. And the older I get, the more I realize that plans just get in the way. Sometimes you have to just kind of have a would be nice if list, but don't let it dictate how much you enjoy your life. And when things get stressful and things are difficult to cope with, take a step back and recognize maybe you're the one that's getting in the way of life being enjoyable. Maybe you just need to stop expecting so much of yourself. And if you could pull aside all of the expectations and you could look at life as it stands in front of you right now, would you be able to enjoy it? And if you can answer yes, then maybe you need to chill about how much you're expecting yourself to accomplish in a day. And if you say no, then you know what you need to change. And you can only focus on a couple of things at a time. You can't change the world overnight. You can only change it one day at a time. I will sign off for now. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening.